Welcome to the Crypto Dome. Word up.
We're going to talk about some alien races tonight.
Yeah, so other than our theorized races, like the space whales.
Who are awesome.
Yeah, I've heard people talk about some reptilian creatures that they reportedly have seen, along with greys.
Greys are a real common one. And then there's like the kind of like the humanoid ones, but they have like white hair and they're usually like at least 6 feet tall.
Yeah, I read somebody's abduction account with those guys where they said, or he said that they like put him in a cell and a female of their species came in and fucked him.
Yeah, there's a lot of that, like crossbreeding amongst aliens.
And they're like,
your children will be born 60 years from now, 500 light years away.
Oh.
Okay, buddy.
You're going to pay child support, right?
I don't know. Would you do it?
I'm pretty sure they'd make me do it regardless. You know, whatever. I mean, they abducted me, so I probably have no say in it. But I guess, you know, whatever.
You might as well.
If the parts work, you might not use them, I guess. It'd be an experience. You could tell it at a bar or a party, like, hey, this one time I was abducted by aliens, and this alien chick totally banged my brains out.
Yep. Turns out that they only get pregnant through their mouths.
Yeah. No, I don't gotta see it until I'm dead. Ah!
If they did, though, you could be, like, giving birth to a race of half-human slaves.
Well, I think that's their idea of doing it. Or I've heard that the reptilians do it because they're trying to breed like a sixth dimensional being or something outrageous like that. And like,
ooh,
we have the capacity to move beyond our dimension, but like they don't. So they're trying to breed the right set of DNAs together to get to the right dimension.
That sounds weird, but yeah. It coincides with another one that's like, some people report that the aliens are future evolutions of human that are trying to come back in time to get like a pure sample of DNA or something to refresh the race, or like there's some genetic malady that they're trying to fix.
And as we know with like GMO foods, that's not a smart idea.
Ah, that must be it. They engineered themselves into a corner.
Yeah.
The genetic version of 10, print penis, 20, go to 10. Execute. So, like, this is unrelated to... Well, it's vaguely related to aliens, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
In the second Tron,
mm-hmm.
the one that came out a couple years ago, they talk about these programs that are like genetic algorithms that sort of evolved in the system. So like a virtual form of life. That implies, though, that all of our programs that we've written over the years are sort of the primordial soup of that.
Yeah, and we're playing God. So they'd be... Would that make a computer program two-dimensional? Even though Tron was in 3D?
I don't know. I think it'd have as many dimensions as it could interpret.
So that might... Whoa.
But it'd be hard to relate that between their weird grid thing and real life. But does that mean that, like, if there's an analogy to computer systems of, like, a city... Does that mean there's a slum somewhere filled with all these mentally ill bums that just can't stop their go-to 10 line? So they're just wandering around going, penis, 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 penis. And there's nothing to be done with them because they're doing what they were naturally born to do.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you think about it on a biological scale, like the users were the gods to the programs. And, you know, like, we have God, so maybe we're, like, a crazy-ass biological computer, and that's what the universe is. We're just...
So are we God to our computers?
Yeah. Anything that we create is pretty much our our universe.
So can we work backwards from that to figure out what our controller, god, head being would be?
Oh, man. Well.
Mind blown.
Yeah. Maybe we're in a lab, like someone's petri dish, like here now, and it's just like this big loop, like the the boxes of universes in Futurama.
Oh, dude, that one's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, so is the box a gateway to another universe, or does it contain another universe?
No, it contained, because someone shook it and the screen went up and down at the very end. Yeah, so each box contained their own universe, or a different universe.
So you have some kind of dimensional gradient.
Right, but then in each universe, you had another universe in the box.
So it's a fractal universe.
Right, right. Yeah.
Some people think it's like that. And I have to admit that the structure of an atom looks remarkably like the structure of a solar system.
Circles, man. Circles.
I think that is the key, though. Not to reason by analogy, just to notice that both of them have circles in them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you land on another planet, you're not affecting Well, you are affecting electron. Wait a minute. Wait. What? No!
Thinking about this made me think of that Thrive video that I showed you a while back. Remember that one?
I don't remember it, but refresh my memory.
It was just talking about how the shape of, like, the magnetic sphere and, like, the way whirlpools work and, like, it's the way that, like, perpetual energy is. I don't know. It's been a while since I watched it, but the image is there, like the, oh god, what was it? The life's flower or something like that. It's like this perfect shape that's,
oh, repeatable. Yeah, okay, the one that was doing the toroid shape.
Yeah, yeah.
That one was weird. Because that shape certainly exists in nature all over the place. Mm-hmm. But
the avocado?
Yeah, with like a hole in the middle.
Yeah. A snail shell.
I don't know, like, everyone's always trying to get free energy or whatever out of it, instead of just explaining it and let some clever engineer type come up with the energy machine.
I heard some kids ranting the other night about, like, someone's trying to build a tower that would supply the world with internet. Basically a big wireless signal antenna.
You could do it. Yeah. The Soviets during the Cold War built a radar dish to try to spy on us that is called an over-the-horizon antenna.
Uh-huh.
It's like abandoned now, so if you're in Russia, you can just walk up to it and climb all the way up. You can find pictures on the internet of,
whoa,
crazy Russians hanging,
oh,
off,
yeah,
of it. And
I've seen that. That terrifies me just to watch it. Like, I get like, oh
yeah,
my god.
What, if it's making my palms sweat just being on a screen, like,
yeah,
how do they do that? How
Russians
do they hold
on? They're crazy, man. They really are. I'll give them props to that. They're fucking nuts.
Yeah. There's one that's making the rounds, or has been for a while, where it's a homemade bungee cord, and they have it hooked to, like, an apartment building. So the chick, and it's a chick that tries it first, she does a whole arc back and forth and, like, very, very nearly just scrapes along the edge of the building. And
I have seen that one.
Luckily, there's huge drifts of snow on the ground,
yeah,
but even though that's not that soft.
I think I saw one video that was like that, except the bungee actually failed, and like the kid just fell into this big snow mound. I think he was okay, but man.
I've seen ones of them pencil diving off roofs into big enough drifts of snow and just like sticking like lawn darts. Oh, that's so cool!
I guess, you know, the things you do for fun.
And to think a bunch of lizard men want to breed that? Maybe that's the trick. You gotta
push the limits of the extreme to face your fear and break through to the other dimension. See you in hell, Johnny!
You gotta dive into the black hole, man.
I'm trying to quote Point Break so bad, but I just can't come up with anything.
You know, I've actually been meaning to watch the Mad Max trilogy.
I was just thinking about Thunderdome the other day, and how we need one.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, if, like, you got picked up on some petty drug offense or something, and your options were due time or Thunderdome.
Two men enter, one man leaves.
That's right. Death is listening, and we'll take the first man that screams. There's the weird, like, circus guy in that one, too. No, not the little guy. The like, ringmaster dude. He's, like, the announcer of Thunderdome.
and he
steals Max's camels.
Yeah. Man, what a weird movie.
Dying times here. Australians, man. They're pretty cool.
Yeah. So I heard there's, like, three different kinds of greys.
I've heard two.
Two? Yeah, okay, that's probably better. Like, the tall ones and the short ones.
Yeah, supposedly, according to my admittedly crazy-sounding data that I've read, one of them is descended from insects, or has a distinctly insect-like DNA structure.
As far as the gray or a difference?
One of the grays. It's a difference between the two races.
Interesting.
And, like, that's also the one that's more malevolent, if I remember right. Mm-hmm. One of them is more like an underclass, or like a
slave.
Almost like a subjugated people, but, well, like, more willing to help a human rather than look down on them, kind of thing.
I heard that, like, the grays were kind of like robots, like, for a different race of alien.
Yeah, they were like servants to one, either the lizard man or something.
Yeah, I think it was the lizard man.
The thing that I saw that I got the most information from is the Montauk experiment stories. And I've actually posted them in our feed, so if anyone listening wants to listen to those, they're available. And they were saying that, like, the lizard men were in charge of, like, a coalition of people, of different races, among them both of the Greys and the United States military, mostly, as a human representative.
Kind of like the Federation of Planets?
Yeah, or...
Except not as nice.
I think more like Stargate, but...
Yeah.
Of course, they made up their own plot lines. Like it'd be difficult. Here's your plot device. It's a ring that can take you anywhere.
Boy.
I don't know if we're going to find writers who can do that. That's a tall order. Oh, yeah, and MacGyver wants to play.
Richard Dean Anderson.
But the Montauk experiments talk about a teleportation / time tunnel type device that they'd use.
Yeah.
And they'd build, like, subways to nowhere, because the subway car would pass through the time tunnel and end up somewhere else on the other side of the world, maybe.
Hmm. Wild.
Yeah. Anyway, these aliens were using human potentials to open up, like, a time gateway kind of thing. At first, they could only see through time, but then they eventually were able to affect minor changes in the timeline. And supposedly, some of the experiments they did included changing the results of the Civil War of the United States and changing the results of World War II.
I wonder if we'd notice something like that happening. Like, if they went back in time, changed it, and all of a sudden, like, I don't know, maybe, like, I disappeared because something happened.
You know, back to the future style?
Yeah.
I think it'd be more like, almost like the Matrix when they change something.
No, was that deja vu?
That doesn't seem right. Wait, I remember that differently. Wait, do I?
I don't remember. Deja vu is a very strange thing.
Sometimes I think people are messing with me using time machines because I'll be like, you know what movie I haven't seen in a while? Blank. And then I go downstairs and look at the TV guide thing and it's like, oh, there it is, on, right now. What are you doing to me?
Well, you know, like, I don't know if you have cable or anything, but cable makes it, there's so many channels and there's, you're pretty hard pressed not to find what you want to watch, I guess.
That's true. I should rationalize it that way. Instead of thinking that the universe is trying to fuck with me.
That the universe could be fucking with you, I don't know, man. I'm just saying. You never know.
I have a feeling that even if they did change time, like for Earth's timeline, the farther away you'd get, the less it would change anything. So it's almost as though it didn't change.
Oh, so it'd be more like our history changed without us realizing it? Like, all of a sudden, what if a teacher's teaching and then all of a sudden the history changed? And they're like,
Well, it would change for them because they're really close to the epicenter of the time change.
They'd get the deja vu,
but like on a big enough scale, like the galaxy would go on without Earth or with it, no matter what's happening on it. So
drop in the ocean.
Can you really say that the timeline has changed for them then?
It's more
like a local phenomenon, like
that's why time is man-made, man.
A drop in the pond in the river, blah blah blah.
I don't know about time travel. That's like I'm pretty open to ideas, but I think time travel is one thing that really can't be done because time is kind of a man-made thing, right? I mean, we have history because
it's a measure of at its most smallest level, it's a measure of changes in an atom or in small particles. Because like, how do you build a clock out of a system of particles that doesn't ever change state? I don't think you can. What, so does time actually pass? Or can you tell? Or if it does pass, does it matter?
Maybe the universe is just some gnarly alien's wristwatch.
Like Men in Black?
Well, that was marbles, but yeah, basically. Like, you know, we could zoom out and then all of a sudden it's just like this big green arm with a watch. Or what we might associate as a watch, but it's got, like, the universe there as its little dial and hands and things. The face of the clock.
Whoa. Yeah. I don't know.
Because of all the intricate moving parts, like, we're like a Swiss clock, man.
I wonder if there's anything that would keep the scales maintained. Like, prevent the universe in a box phenomena. Because you're talking about a hell of a lot of interactions in one small space.
With the vastness of the area, yeah. So, oh man, oh wow.
And like, supposedly there's things existing in this field that is a cardboard box that, like, prevent light from escaping.
Now, would that be the point where fourth dimension comes in when you come in from another universe? Do you think? Like, if you came in from another universe, would you be a fourth dimensional being?
See, I've wondered about that. Like, if you labeled the dimensions 1 to 11, and 11 is the time one, and say we're using dimensions 1, 2, and 3 for our space, and then 11 for the time, could another being use dimensions 4, 5, and 6 for essentially the same type of life form that we are, or the same type of existence? Three dimensions, just a different three dimensions.
Man, that's wild, but it's totally plausible. I don't see why it wouldn't work. Because, like, there was this, I don't know who he was, but this guy, he just recently died, I think, but he was like, he took a piece of paper, and he was talking about dimensions, like, this piece of paper is one dimensional. And if we take these shapes, which are all cut out of this piece of paper, they are all dimensional, one-dimensional beings. And if we took this one little triangle and threw it up in the air and had it fall down, it'd be seeing in two dimensions, and it'd be all crazy and wouldn't land. It'd be all warped because its mind was just fucked, and it tried to explain it to its friends, but because all they know is one dimension, they'd have no idea how to grasp the second dimension. And that, you know, to get to
I think that's the guy who wrote Flatland and Sphereland.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
I don't remember his name either. But, like, I thought about that, like, there's also A Wrinkle in Time that deals with a lot of that dimensional stuff. And they, like, fold space in that one. But if you think about it, if we see a cube and we're calculating, say, the volume of it, we take each of its equal sides and multiply them together. Width, depth, and height. That's x to the 3. A two-dimensional object. The two-dimensional equivalent to that cube is a square, x to the 2. The one-dimensional equivalent would be a line, x to the 1. But then when you run out of spatial dimensions, x to the 0 is equal to 1, not 0. So you don't cease to exist.
You just have nowhere to go.
There's just divine oneness. The holy ohm.
So we have to lose our dimensions.
Actually, I think it's the reverse of that. Like, if you think of the Big Bang, we think of it as a singularity, but we're always thinking of it like a quantum singularity, like a black hole, which exists in three-dimensional, maybe more than three-dimensional space.
Yeah.
The original point of the Big Bang existed in no dimensional space.
So it was
there was no width or height with which to measure it against. It's just one point. One little dot.
Zero, zero. Or zero. Not one.
One. One at the coordinate zero, 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 zero. Ten zeros, comma, zero. Right? Because 10 plus 1 dimensions.
Yeah.
But, what if all of a sudden, some crazy fool in a time machine just pops into existence during that perfect singularity? Wherever he would be, he would represent a destabilization of the whole universe. And then, the Big Bang happens. So I think that we caused the universe, or some life form with a time machine, causes the universe to exist.
Whoa.
By going back to the origination of the universe from whatever point they invented the time machine at.
The universe is really just the idea of time travel.
Sort of the potential of it to possibly exist. Because quantum theory states that there must be an equal number of parallel universes where the Big Bang just pissed along as whatever it is.
So it didn't happen. So there was no Big Bang, or there was a
there
Big
was,
Bang?
Okay, there was no Big Bang, but the origination entity, whatever you want to call it.
So no time travel. Traveler.
Well, nobody's... Well, okay.
So everything's
nobody's
still
gone back to the first possible point of time's existence, so then nothing ever happened.
Whoa.
Like, they never existed to invent the time machine.
I'm having a paradox.
You're not thinking fourth dimensionally.
It's real! It's a fake! Don't you understand? It is real! It's a fake! It's real!
So that must be something of what they're trying to capture, these aliens. Right? Their lizard brains prevent them from writing Back to the Future.
Oh, the day that Marty McFly traveled back to was yesterday.
the 4th of February, 2013.
Oh, shit.
I know. I found out at like 11:30 at night.
Holy shit.
I know. That's exactly what I said. Where's my flying car?
And that's where Doc got the Mr. Fusion drive. Is that right?
Yeah. There's the Mr. Fusion.
This is more infuriating than in Predator 2 when they said it was 1997.
Or in Judgment Day when nothing happened.
That was also 1997. So which was going to happen, huh? Predators or Terminator versus Predator?
Whoa, now that's a movie.
I think it's a comic book already.
Oh, damn.
Or, wait, okay, there's RoboCop versus Terminator. There's Alien versus Predator. There's... I think there's Predator versus RoboCop. God, what the fuck is wrong with people?
I don't know, but I think those would be really fun to make.
I think they'd be as movies?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You get James Cameron and be like, all right, man, go nuts. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 48 frames per second, whatever, 3D, 4D, 12D.
We got it.
Yeah.
Check it.
That's right. So we'll make the first polydimensional movie. So... every time you go see it, everything that went into making it is potentially different, but the same. Because it's parallel dimension Miramax films or whatever.
We just tilt our prism a little bit to the left.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, that's how it'll work. It'll be some weird, like, energy matrix cylinder thing that you put in a projector, and the crystal will be configured to... like, whatever facet you have it pointed to will project that universe's version.
And that is copyrighted.
Yeah, that's copyright. Yeah, see? Because when these come out, there's a date with them, which means they're ours. That's how copyright law works. That's why you would mail yourself shit in the 70s and whatnot. Now we just tweet it at ourselves. RoboCop. See, now, how about one where the crew of the Starship Enterprise goes back in time and something is changed to cause Skynet to create RoboCop?
I think that might have blown my mind more than the universe talk.
Also, X-Wings.
There's too many universes involved in this.
It's like the one where Worf is shifting universes and all the Enterprises start popping up.
And Riker goes crazy in one of them, starts shooting on them.
See now, okay, they're entering a universe. And it's reasonable to believe that action can violate conservation of matter and energy, but what if it doesn't? So all of a sudden this Enterprise materializes, and somewhere in the universe, the amount of matter and energy that makes up that huge machine with all of its people is just sucked out and deposited at the Enterprise that just materialized.
So it's like a teleporter rather than...
Well, it'd have to come from somewhere, right?
Yeah.
And there's only the one universe, right? Or is there, like, conservation of mass and energy between parallel universes?
Maybe that's why there's no time travel machines, because we're not taking into account what we gotta take out of place. We gotta be able to switch it, so, like...
There we go.
The time travel machine... isn't really just moving you, but it's gotta move you there, but it's also gotta move what was there back to where you were.
So it's gotta displace things.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of like in Terminator when there's those energy balls around them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh, damn, they made it up right. Fuck. Good job, Terminator.
You know, the first two, their temporal theory is pretty fucking sound.
Yeah.
Here's one more chip.
Uh. Temporal paradoxes, man.
I like them because when I think about them hard enough, they always turn into not paradoxes.
Okay, I can. So, I think my brain just sort of clicks and it's like, dude, just stop.
That's our advantage. Like, we're not like computers that are like, everything I say is a lie. Beady, 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 Norman coordinate. We can be like, okay, fuck this, when we get into an infinite loop.
Which is good. Thank you, whoever created the universe.
See, and people who have a keen sense of how things work in that way, like Douglas Adams, come up with nice little sayings that explain it, like, anything that happens, happens. But anything that in the course of happening causes something to happen again also happens. So, like, every episode where they find themselves back in time and fuck something up, no matter what show it is,
yeah,
when they set it back to rights, they're not actually setting it back to rights. They're just making the future of that timeline align with the one that they are used to.
Oh, okay, because no matter what, it happened. I mean, you can change it, but it already happened, but you got to change it so it doesn't
happen.
But
the thing happening being the event that fucks up timeline for the characters.
Yeah, which always happens.
In happening causes the correct timeline to happen again. So there's kind of two, but mostly there's just one. There'll only ever be two timelines for you if you're two people.
Yeah.
Does any of this make sense to anyone?
It probably does, but I've had a long day, and right now, I'm sorry, but it doesn't make sense. But usually when, you know, you got something to say, it always makes sense, so I'm going to go with yes, it does.
Well, it's just that,
a,
like,
really touchy, weird topic. So
you experience a timeline that, like, philosophy even questions whether that's real because of your senses' limitations. But, you know, you woke up today and you'll go to sleep tomorrow or whatever, and
you're living your
life. You experienced that, those moments.
Yeah.
But there could be another facet of you or shard of you in a different timeline doing whatever alternatives there were, taking lefts when you were taking rights. But there's just as many where they take all the rights you took
except for the
except
last one.
Yeah. Or, you know, or sneezed while they were taking the last one, causing them to get into a horrific accident that spills toxic waste on a series of people in a multi-car pileup, causing half of them to fuse with their cars, becoming some kind of Transformer-type being, and the rest just turn into the X-Men.
Rad. I want to live in that universe.
How do you know you're not living in that
That's
universe?
True. I gotta crash into a truck of toxic waste. There's only one way to find out. I'll let you know tomorrow how it turned out.
What were you thinking?
It's just an experiment that I was conducting. It turned out really bad. I'm sorry.
But did it? Because you definitely created some universe where you have superpowers. Just not this one.
Damn, this one's bunk.
Spin the wheel. Gulag, 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 gulag. We need to get some Mad Max samples in our sample bank.
Oh, that'd be good.
There's the Knight Rider.
Remember the name.
That one's the most fucked.
Yeah. That's not the goose in there.
They get burned, right?
Yeah, he got, like, trapped underneath his bike in a car or something, and it caught on fire, I think. So
that yeah, that's right. Yeah. Do they end up, like, putting him out of his misery?
I don't know. I think the story on the goose kind of cuts off at that point.
Or well, it might he's as good as dead.
Yeah, it looked like it. I think that's about the point where Mad Max goes into seclusion with his family.
Because he can't take it anymore. Isn't it the Knight Riders gang that's somehow responsible for Goose's demise?
Yeah, and I think they end up killing his wife and kid.
Yeah, they do. And his dog.
Yeah, his fucking dog. Man, those sick motherfuckers.
The wife and kid, I can excuse.
What? The family? Okay, but your best friend. Unforgivable.
Yeah, well, just shows you. Be a badass first, so you don't have to experience that kind of trauma to become that. Because it's after that that he's like,
those are high tensile steel handcuffs. Yeah, there's a hacksaw. You should be able to get through. Donnie in the Thunderbolts.
It's the Saw aspect.
Hello, detective. I want to play a little game.
Dude, that guy, the actor that plays him, he's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Isn't he... Is he the guy in The Thing? The first guy that gets eaten?
Oh, God, The Thing. I haven't seen that in forever.
It's just like... The first guy is that... He's got, like, male pattern baldness, and he's a ginger, and he's got a beard.
I don't...
Although, oh, God, now I'm confusing him with the dude in Last Action Hero who's in Game of Thrones now.
I just shot a man. I did it on purpose.
What does the citizen say? Like, shut up.
Shut up down there.
I found a reality where we can do whatever we want and nobody cares.
Here, the bat guys can win.
And also in Game of Thrones, I guess.
Fuck.
He's Tyrion Lannister. Or Tywin. Whatever. The older guy. The not Peter Dinklage. Also, like, if you have to be a dwarf, how awesome is it that your name is Peter Dinklage? Like, that's a perfect dwarf name. Like, Wee Man had to take the moniker Wee Man. His name's like Jason Acuna. I should have said dwarven name.
There's the alien from the Alien movies, which is pretty creepy.
Yeah, now, that one... I was binging those movies one day, and I just had to wonder, like, how real is any of this shit? All of the traits that those creatures exist in nature on Earth, just typically in insect form.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the things that don't, we've managed to do. Like,
alright.
You can have hydrofluoric acid for blood if a lot of your tissues are made of Teflon. Hydrofluoric acid is the one that you, like, drip a little drip on you and it eats through you.
So the alien blood.
Yup. Yeah. Although it oxidizes really fast, so... Like, I can see the aliens using their blood to get through one wall, or a bulkhead, or maybe a couple of bulkheads, but not through the whole ship. Like, they had the... I guess it did stop in the first one, but
yeah, it
still
like
went down.
Four or five
layers. They were looking down a long way.
Holy shit, it's gonna get through the hole. That would suck.
Oh, man, it's on the guy's face. So there's this, like, I think it's a wasp. I want to say it's like the emerald wasp. It finds a roach, and it lays its eggs in the roach's head, and it stings the roach. And this paralyzes the roach. But it stays alive for a long time. as the eggs hatch and the larva slowly eats it from the inside out. And it eats the least life-essential parts first, so that it stays alive longest, to provide the most nourishment it can.
That is nature at its finest.
Apparently, when Earth had a much higher atmospheric carbon dioxide content, bugs were able to grow bigger. But they still maxed out around, like, 2-foot wingspans and stuff. I mean, still, a dragonfly that big would fuck you the fuck up.
Well, I don't know. Dragonflies don't hurt you, do they? They just crash into you.
They don't bite, but they can. And
really?
If you can check the Google image search, and there are some jagged fucking bites from dragonflies. It's surprising.
Wild. I always thought they were, like, one of the more gentle insects.
Well, they don't bite very often, but I guess when they do, they fuck you up.
Huh.
The bug I least would want to be bit by would be a sun spider. They're like a tailless scorpion, so all of their defensive ability is moved into the jaws. But they're not poisonous either. So it's mainly about them just tearing prey to shreds. So they just leave a huge jagged bite in your arm or whatever. And they're also freaking ugly. I mean, spider face, scorpion type body, no pinchers or tail though. So just a big, like, about as close to a face hugger as you can get.
Or, you know, like, the emperor scorpions that are all black.
Yeah.
They look an awful lot like the aliens as far as, like, their skin or their, what, their exoskeleton.
They also glow under ultraviolet light.
Yeah, they glow yellow or green or something like that.
Yeah, and the predators use that to track the aliens in Alien vs. Predator.
Whoa.
They have that special alien vision.
That's right.
By the way, in the Alien vs. Predator games, Marine, always scary as fuck, right? Alien, less so. But Predator is not scary at all, because you can just turn on that heat vision and everything's, like, orange-colored and shit.
Right there for you.
You don't even see the gore in that mode. Which can detract from it, but I'm kind of weird that I let myself get scared by certain situations, but it's more fun that way.
Well, yeah, immersing yourself in the game.
It's weird, like, I think it's also good to try to push yourself through that kind of shit. Like, if it's built up enough atmosphere to make you not want to move through it, and then you're like, okay,
yeah,
like, here they come. You get a weird adrenaline rush without ever threatening your own safety in the slightest.
It's kind of like sensory training for, I mean, maybe you'll be in a situation like that one day if there's an economic collapse or something.
Hopefully we'll go to space in the next 10 years. By the time I'm 40, I can join the Space Marine.
I'm enlisting.
Don't worry, me and my team of ultimate badasses will protect you.
Motherfucking Bill Paxton.
He's fought aliens. He's fought predators. He lost both times, but still, the experience counts.
He was right there. He was looking him in the face. Actually, no, he got eaten from below in the aliens, but he went head-on at the predator.
Oh, but they grabbed his face and then at the end, and he's like, Hicks! Hicks was supposed to shoot him, and he didn't. Shit happens.
Whoops.
Want some candy?
Candy?
Harrigan! God, Busey's in that one.
Yeah, he is.
Looking all crazy. I wonder if that was before or after his motorcycle accident.
I thought he had a stroke.
Apparently, he had both somehow? Or, like, maybe one caused the other? But
oh.
The reason, like, half of his face can't move is from the stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something about a motorcycle accident. Or, oh, I remember. Do you remember the show I'm with Busey?
Yeah,
that was so great. I loved that show.
I couldn't tell if that was like before or after.
It was after, because I remember him ranting about how he like saw God after his motorcycle accident and like got his spiritual life together or whatever, and that's why he was taking Adam De La Pena out to see a medicine man and like sit in a teepee or something. He had irrational justifications for everything on that show.
Those are the best justifications.
I want to tell you that basketball actually means black athletic skill, kinetic eternal truth beneath aristocratic landowner's lies.
That's pretty good, Busey.
Fucking, the comedian James Adomian does the best Gary Busey I've ever heard in my fucking life. And also the best Jesse Ventura. And he can have them face off. So, skills.
Jesse Ventura is one of my personal heroes, along with Nikola Tesla and Bruce Lee.
That's a pretty good pantheon.
Mm-hmm, I think so.
Although, Tesla and Bruce Lee are both dead, so...
Yeah, I know.
Jesse Ventura hasn't ascended to true immortal status yet.
He will. I hope it's not anytime soon, he will.
He is pretty cool.
Yeah, he's just a badass, man. Like, he's so awesome.
He needs to do some audiobooks.
Well, he's got, like... Well, I'm sure he... Oh, yeah, dude, just him reading...
I don't care what he reads. Yeah. Can be his, can be the Bible, for all I care.
The Hobbit.
Ooh. The Hobbit, as read by Jesse Ventura.
Have you seen him lately, though? He's showing his age.
Well, he's getting there. Mm-hmm. What is he... Didn't he fight in Vietnam?
Yeah, he did.
So, was that 60 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
God, was it really 60?
Well, it's 2013.
Wasn't it the 70s?
It was in the...
Oh, my God.
Was it like 67 to 74 or something like that?
Yeah. So about 40, 45.
Shit. And that was caused by a false flag event. Good use of resources that we need to go to space to fight aliens. We need... They'll just exterminate us like we exterminate roaches.
We gotta get the leg up on them, man.
Yeah. Remember Starship Troopers?
Yeah, the bugs are coming.
Even though that's like a fascist government. Military service guarantees citizenship.
Well, I like the propaganda in it. Like, that they had, like... they showed, like, a bunch of kids stomping on a bunch of roaches, like, fight for your planet. This, what are you doing to aid the cause? And then, like, we're killing bugs here on Earth.
Ugh, man, that's so weird. What do you call them? The people who are piloting the spaceships, not the marine type people, they were wearing blatant SS uniforms. They just took off all the swastika type shit.
Man, I can't believe there was three of those movies.
And I think the cast was completely different each time.
Each time.
It's sort of like, isn't there a Van Damme one? Like, Super Soldier? Or Universal Soldier, is that it?
I think it is Universal Soldier.
I know they made other ones, and they didn't have Van Damme.
No, definitely not. Did all of the Super Cops have Jackie Chan?
I think so, but wasn't there a weird crossover there? Like, isn't one of them, like, Super Cop X Operation Condor Part 2 or something like that?
Well, there's, like, Operation Condor, and I think it's Gen X Cop. Which might be Super Cop 2 here. I don't know, it's like Final Fantasy 3 here is Final Fantasy 6 over there in the video game world.
I think they just did that so they didn't actually have to make 10 games. They made like
jump.
What? Yeah, it's like, it goes like 1, 3, 5, 2, 4, and like 2 is 3 and 4 is 5 and.
Well, I think no, they did everything except for like, I think it was 4, 5, and 6 that they didn't do. No, they did 6. Well, they did all of them over in Japan, but they only like redubbed a few of them over
here. Did the numbers get off because they would change, like it get released in Japan and then they'd release a different one here as the next number in line?
Like we had Final Fantasy 6 here, which was Final Fantasy 3 to us. Like it said Final Fantasy 3 was the title.
Right.
So it was Final Fantasy 6 over there, and then the next one we had, it took like, I don't know, 10 or 15 years, but we had Final Fantasy 7.
That was, didn't they have like 4 and 3 well, and
they
such?
They had like the PlayStation Final Fantasy anthologies or something like that, or they had like the,
yeah, but
the
I seem to remember like some of the cartridges from back then being like, I want to say Final Fantasy 4 was one of them.
It could be. This is going
Final Fantasy Mystic Quest.
I remember that one. God, that one sucked.
Here's the generic RPG plot for everything.
It's the Walmart.
Collect the trinket of the primordial elements.
Oh, jeez.
First, go to the Fire Temple. Next, go to the hidden fortress under the sea.
Are any other alien races that you can think of that maybe aren't in movies?
That aren't in movies?
Yeah.
That I've heard tell about?
Yeah. Well, didn't Dan Aykroyd have some crazy to talk about?
Yeah, he's got a pretty lengthy account of, I don't remember if it was an abduction story, but he definitely saw some stuff and it was got very interested in it.
It was a UFO sighting that Dan Aykroyd saw. Like he had a UFO sighting. He didn't get abducted, but like I think he talked to people that were abducted eventually after he got really involved in it. Man, well, we should post the link to his talk again.
Yeah, we'll embed that one.
Yeah.
I remember seeing a clip on YouTube where he does Crystal Head vodka.
Yeah.
And he was just signing people's bottles at, like, a liquor store. And this guy was like, hey, could you just tell me a little bit about your UFO experience? While he's recording. It's, you know, 5 minutes of just him explaining it. Like, unexplained lights!
So that's how, if you ever meet Dan Aykroyd and you want to spend more time with him, ask him about UFO sightings.
Oh, man.
You gotta get in.
So if you have an abduction experience, that's your in.
Dude, yeah, you hook him with the question and then you're like, you know, you're okay. You know, I've been abducted. And I want to tell you about it, Dan. I need to tell you about it.
That's almost as good as having a parapsychology degree.
You know, I try.
All right. Guess what's on the card. Right again.
You know, I get a little tired of this.
You signed a waiver, man.
Sorry, my Bill Murray sounded a lot like Bill Paxton.
In the beginning of Ghostbusters, he's kind of doing the Caddyshack thing, isn't he? Where he's sort of dopey.
Yeah.
Like, that's how he flirts in that movie.
Yeah, you know, I think the Caddyshack character, the groundskeeper that he had, is one of the greatest characters I've ever seen played. It's right up there with the Joker in The Dark Knight. For me, at least.
Well, those are pretty good characters. Caddyshack is, like, a lot of people will quote it, and, like, it won't work. I don't know why. Maybe because you kind of have to be Rodney Dangerfield to do Rodney Dangerfield shit. He just didn't give a fuck.
Yeah. I don't know, sometimes you can pull off some of Bill Murray's groundskeeper's quotes. I don't recall any right now because I haven't seen it in a long time, but yeah. Something about a fuzzy varmint.
Yeah. I used to watch that one and Happy Gilmore back to back.
Whoa.
Golf Overload. Yeah.
I'd say Caddyshack and Animal House back to back. There was both written by,
Is it Landis? Or is he the director?
The guy that wrote them, is the guy that played Egon. I can't remember his name.
Me neither.
Dan Aykroyd and him had a falling out because of Alien. He believed in aliens. Dan Aykroyd believed in aliens, and then damn it.
Oh man,
why is no?
It's in my brain somewhere.
Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Ernie
Hudson,
and
all right, I'm asking the great Google.
Okay, I'm gonna keep trying. It's in there somewhere. I know it is.
Egon Spengler, PhD. Harold Ramis. Oh,
damn it. That is a pretty unique name, but I totally knew that.
Portrayed by Maurice LaMarche in The Real Ghostbusters and Extreme Ghostbusters. I don't think I've seen that one.
I think that the Extreme Ghostbusters had a dude in a wheelchair, actually.
Is that newer, though? That's a cartoon,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like the new Ninja Turtles
shit?
Yeah,
exactly. It's man, it's not nearly as good as the old one. But I don't think the old cartoon's ever going to get released to DVD.
I doubt it.
And, something happened with the company. They got bought out, and then, I think everything got put in a vault somewhere.
Man, I haven't seen anything from that era in a while.
Yeah, not even the regular Ninja Turtles, although you can probably find those on VHS, because they were released. But not DVD, man.
You can find pirated versions of, Zelda cartoon and Kirby cartoon, those ones. Although those were probably licensed by Nintendo.
You can watch the episodes on YouTube.
Well, that's not bad. Yeah. At least it's in our cultural archive.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
How about a song? I had something in mind, but I can't remember it.
Well, since we just got on Harold Ramis and Dan Aykroyd, we could do the Ghostbusters song.
Have we done that before?
I don't think so. Not the Ghostbuster theme.
Definitely did something similar. At least to my mind.
it couldn't have been I Want a New Drug.
No, we've definitely not done any Huey Lewis. I remembered. It's the music from Bartertown from Thunderdome.
Oh, we could do that.
I think we should do both.
Okay.
I'm simply saying that life finds a way.
Just want some more.